And run Al-Fakura school, while footage showing dozens of bodies at the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza have been verified. Israel says it's looking into the reported attacks, while in Israel itself, families and friends of people taken hostage by Hamas in October are marching as they call for more to be done to secure their release. Afiq's cousin is one of over 200 kidnapped.
We're trying to keep on going, keep on giving hugs and support to our families. I believe that everyone in this country is hurting like I do.
Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Force denies claims it's ordered people in Gaza's Al-Shafia hospital to evacuate or that it's told residents of Khan Yunis to leave. In other news, SpaceX's latest test flight has ended in failure. It's the second time the Starship rocket has been launched and it's hoped it will eventually take people to Mars. But contact was lost shortly after takeoff. Our reporter Amelia Harper has been following events.
In terms of this rocket, this is the biggest and most powerful that's ever been built. It's 397 feet long. It was launched out over the Gulf of Mexico, but unfortunately lost both the booster rocket and the main spacecraft just minutes into the test flight.
A 49-year-old man has died in a suspected stabbing in Greater Manchester. Police are treating it as murder. The Chancellor says difficult decisions are needed. He considers squeezing benefits by billions while cutting tax for businesses. Jeremy Hunt says the government will not do anything that compromises the battle against inflation. While in sports, Wales will have to wait to secure their place at Euro 2024 after being held 1-1 in their qualifier in Armenia. They needed an own goal to equalise at the end of the first half. That's the latest. I'm Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, it's 2 minutes past four. A very good afternoon. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a drab, cloudy and at times rather wet day with outbreaks of rain earlier on. It has been a bit drier this afternoon, though, but it's continued to be blustery in some areas. It's a bit mild for the time of year, though, and maximum temperature remains 14 degrees Celsius. Tonight, we see further blustery showers through the evening and overnight. Some of the showers will be on the heavy side. Staying mild, though, minimum temperature overnight 10 degrees Celsius. Sunday is likely to be cloudy with scattered heavy showers, which may merge into some longer spells of rain at times. It might be the odd brighter interlude here and there. Staying mild with brisk winds. Maximum temperature tomorrow is going to be around 30 degrees Celsius.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
This ain't no disco.
A little fun before I die. Sits the man next to me out of nowhere. Apropos of nothing, he says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or
Sheryl Crow, All I Wanna Do. Past 4, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Two late half times that came in the football. In our feature match at New Lodge, Billericay Town 1, Tamworth 0, confirmed as a half time score. Not heard from Jack yet. We should have a half time report from him very soon. And Basildon United 0-0. That's half-time score in the SBN North. Second halves have got underway, and at the moment it's not a good start for Matthew Etherington in his first match as the permanent head coach of Colchester United in League 2. They are 2-0 down at Stockport County, although it was always going to be a tough task with Stockport going very well at the top of the league. Of course, Callum Camps has doubled the host's lead just after the restart. Also in League 2, scoring another early second half goal. Barrow have gone one up against Crawley. Dominic Telford, the scorer for them just after the restart. In the FA Trophy, Braintree Town have fallen behind in their tie at Gloucester City. Gloucester have scored an early second half goal. Second place Barnet have got a goal behind at home to Gateshead in the National League. And it's Wern who has scored for the Heed 2 minutes into the second half. Also in League 2, it's Accrington Stanley 1, Wrexham 0. Stanley 1 a penalty 5 minutes into the second half, converted by Tommy Lee. And Oxford City enjoy a great afternoon at Ebbsfleet in the National League. They are now 3-0 up in that game. Sanderson, the scorer for them, 4 minutes into the second half. Right, we're going to be hearing from Jack Patmore about Billericay Town versus Tamworth very shortly. That's after we've heard from Duran Duran. This is Black Moonlight.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled. Hold tight, we're going up tonight.
So now we can hear from Jack Patmore, who's got a half-time report on Billericay Town versus Tamworth for us.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town lead Tamworth 1-0 in the Isuzu FA Trophy second round. It was an uneventful opening 30 minutes, as neither side had many chances of note. However, the Blues were looking to take first blood early on, and Alfie Cerulli wasn't able to get his shot away in time before being closed down in the box. The visitors sit top of the Vanarama National League North, and they had a chance when ex-Chesterfield forward Michael Giassi saw his driven cross across the Billericay box, but nobody in a Tamworth shirt could poke home. Cerulli, who had the first chance of the afternoon, gave Billericay the lead on 39 minutes. He cut inside and put the ball into the top left-hand corner, as Jas Singh had no chance in saving his ferocious strike. Confidence was now clearly flowing through the Cerulli, and he had an audacious effort from just inside his own half, saved by Singh. The Blues have already had to make two changes due to injury, as Ryan Henshaw and Ben Wells have had to be withdrawn. However, they are holding their own at the break, as it remains Billericay Town 1, Tamworth 0.
Thanks, Jack. I can tell you that game has just restarted, and Billericay still winning by 2-0. They just got again. As soon as I said that, he came up. They're now 2-0 up. Brilliant start to the second half for Gary McCann's men. Bradley Stevenson, almost straight after the restart, has made it 2-0 to Billericay. So at the moment, they're heading towards the third round. Not such good news for Redbridge, though, who had a tremendous first half in their tight Hereford. They were winning 1-0, but Hereford have equalised 6 minutes into the second half. And no sooner had I said that, Hereford have just gone in front. They have made it 2-1 in the 55th minute. Elsewhere in the National League, it's now Ebbsfleet United 0, Oxford City 4. A struggling Oxford City enjoy a tremendous afternoon down in Kent. McQueen scoring their fourth 8 minutes into the second half. And there was also been a goal in League 2. Mansfield 2, Newport 0. Davis Kayla Dunn, I think he got that first as well, actually. He has got their second 7 minutes into the second half. Basildon United, they've been in fine form lately in the ESPN North, but they've got a goal behind in their match against Goulston at Gardiners Close. Goulston scored 3 minutes after the restart. Elsewhere in the National League, it's York 0, Hartlepool 3 now, and Hartlepool's third was scored by, it doesn't say, sorry, but they're winning 3-0. And just turning our attention to rugby union, it's currently Leicester Tigers 9 and Northampton 3 in the English Premiership. That game is into the second period now. The United Rugby Championship, which I've not mentioned so far, there were some games last night. Edinburgh beat Bulls 31 points to 23. It finished Ulster 24, Lions 17. And there was a draw between Zebre and Cardiff Rugby, who scored 22 points each. As one game this afternoon, Sharks versus Connacht, which is now into the second period, and it's Sharks 5, Connacht 10 at the moment. There's some couple of 5:15 kickoffs, Dragons versus Ospreys, Munster versus Stormers, a couple of games tonight as well, Glasgow Warriors versus Benetton, and Leinster versus Scarlets. Also in English Premiership, I mentioned this earlier, Harlequins playing Saracens, and that one starts at 5:30. One more goal in EFL League 2. Gillingham back in front against Salford City. They are now winning by 3 goals. Sorry, 2 goals to 1. And it's Tom Nichols of Gillingham who has scored 9 minutes into the second half. By the way, good turnout in that FA Trophy tie at Billericay Town this afternoon. 802 down at New Lodge watching that one. And a couple more racing results. Last race of the afternoon at Lingfield was the 3:46. First was number 2, Bankrupt, priced at 9-1. Second was number 4, Nordic Glory, priced at 11-2. And third was number 3, Ben Dickock, 4-1 favourite, 11 ran. And in the final race of the meeting at Uttoxeter this afternoon, first was number 2, Gamester's Guy, priced at 15-2. Second was number 6, Moonset, priced at 12-1. And third was number 3, Joe Argano Bay AA. Strange name. Priced at 14-1. Eight runners in that race. Seven, Pleasington was the 5-4 favourite, but only managed to finish in sixth place.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m, it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Just two more goals to tell you about in the football. Brightling Sea Region, after going behind in the first half against Ipswich Wanderers in the Isthmian North Region, are now winning 2-1. Zach Littlejohn making it 2-1 just after the hour mark there. And there has also been a goal. No, there hasn't. FC Halifax Town were reported as being 1-0 up against Wilton in the National League. That's either incorrect or it's been disallowed. But one side who have scored in the National League are Southend United. They have won all now against Chesterfield and Rootall. They won a penalty on the hour, and Jack Bridge has converted that. So it's Southend 1, the leaders Chesterfield 1. One of the best blue-eyed soul voices ever for my money. This is Robert Palmer taking us up to the travel and every kind of people.
Said the fight to make ends meet keeps a man up on his feet. And I'm sure he can't be bored. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Every kind of people to make the world go round. Someone's looking for a lead. To a king or to a queen.
chasing what he feels is right. Fights against wrong with his life. There's no profit in deceit. Honest men know that revenge does not taste sweet. Same inside. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about? Yeah, it takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Yeah. It takes every kind of people to make the world go round. Mm-hmm. Every kind of people make what life's about. It takes every kind of people.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
With the time at 25 minutes past four, let's have an update on the roads. Looking busy in Brentwood now on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and also Ingrave Road. Going towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Billericay High Street, still busy northbound from Southend Road to Norsey Road. And reports of heavy traffic over in Wickford now this afternoon. Golden Jubilee Way and Neverden Road, the A132, currently slow between Neverden Interchange, junction for the A127, and London Road, the A129. Also busy this afternoon, Harlow on First Avenue and Edinburgh Way, still busy traffic. Epping High Street still busy on the High Street in both directions between Stonehold Hill and Station Road. Crown Hill and the High Street still busy in Rayleigh. Cressing Road and Braintree Road going towards the Rick Stones roundabout in Witham are still busy. Was busy in Southend earlier on Victoria Avenue from Cuckoo Corner up to the East Street, West Street Junction, but that's okay now. As I suspected, I think a lot of that was traffic heading towards Roots Hall for Southend United's game. Chelmsford is still busy on Springfield Road northbound between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street also busy. A couple of the Army and Navy roundabout approaches, Van Diemen's Road and Banner Road, still busy. Partway East approaches will be okay now. Was busy on the New London Road from Whistle Road up to the Miami roundabout earlier, but that is all okay now. And the earlier hotspot in Thundersley, Radio Road northbound from Dawes Heath Road up to the Radio Weir Interchange for the 127. That is all okay now. And the M11 London bound was busy earlier between 5 for Loughton and 4 for the North Circular, but that is okay now. Greater Anglia Trains, just to remind you, due to construction work for the new Bewley Park station in North Chelmsford, there were no trains all weekend between Witham and Shenfield. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree terminating at Witham. Buses going forward to Billericay. Connecting train services are in operation between Billericay and London, Liverpool Street, also serving Shenfield and Stratford. C2C, just to remind you, there are alterations due to improvement works this weekend between Barking and Pitsea via Langdon, and also between Barking and Ockenden, so check on those before you travel. No reported issues on the Elizabeth line or the London Overground DLR. There is no service, just to remind you, all weekend between Bank and Tower Gateway and Stratford and Lewisham and Canning Town, replacement buses in operation. No problems we know of on the London Underground. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. Get it back to the football, because a number of things have happened, and Chelmsford City in their FA Trophy tie at Harborough Town. They are down to 10 men. Ben Brooks has been dismissed for the Clarets in the second half, but they're still leading 1-0 City, thanks to that 7th-minute penalty from Callum Jones. It's been a goal at Roos Hall, another goal, and it's gone to Southend United. They are 2-1 up against the leaders, Chesterfield, and it's Wes von Gook on 64 minutes for Kevin Mayer's men. Incidentally, it's been reported this week that Kevin Mayer, who won the National League Manager of the Month award for October, he really has done the most remarkable job in often trying circumstances at Southend over the last couple of years. He is set to be awarded the Freedom of Southend City. Apparently, I'm not entirely sure what that means. I think it's some bizarre old covenant, like you're allowed to walk your sheep down the high street anytime you want, or something like that. But congratulations to him anyway. It's a very nice honour for him, and he has done a fantastic job there. And the FA Trophy is an uphill task for Redbridge. Now they are now 3-1 down in their trophy tie at Hereford. Elsewhere in the National League, there's also been a goal in the game between Woking and Oldham. James Norwood for Ipswich Town striker has put Oldham ahead just after the hour mark. Elsewhere, there has been another goal in the game between Gillingham and Salford City in League 2, where the Jews now winning by 3-1. Basildon United have equalised against Goulston. Carl Jude on 66 minutes. Also, the visitors are down to 10 men after Zilonka was dismissed in the second half. It's now Hornchurch 2, Potterswell Town 0 in the ESPN Premier League. Adi Yusuf giving the leaders a second goal on 63 minutes. League 1, Stevenage 1, Lincoln 0, Jamie Reid on 69. A couple of goals in League 2. Grimsby have pulled one back at Forest Green through Raquel Pike on 66 minutes. But thanks to a first-half brace from Carl McAllister, Forest Green are still winning Lambadge by 2-1. Harrogate have equalised against Swindon, also in League 2. Jack Muldoon on 66 minutes. In the National League, it's now Barnet 0, Gateshead 2, Stephen Wormwoodis, and Gateshead second against the side who started the day in second place. National League, it's FC Halifax Town 1, Wealdstone 0, and there could be a shock on the cards at Parkside, because Aveley of the National League South have fallen behind in their FA Trophy tie against St Ives Town, who play in the Southern League Premier Division Central. And in the Isthmian North, Brightling Sea Region are now 3-1 up against Ipswich Wanderers. Zach Littlejohn has scored his second, and Region's third on 71 minutes. Elsewhere in the National League, it's Bromley 1, AFC Fylde 0. And another goal in the National League, and in a match between Eastleigh and Altrincham. Altrincham have levelled the scores to make it one apiece. And another goal at Bridge Avenue, and Hornchurch are going to be staying top. Well, they would have been anyway, because they have such a strong lead at the moment. But they remain in pole position in the Isthmian Premier League. And now 3-0 up at home to Potters Bar Town. Sean Scannell scoring after 69 minutes for the Urchins. Elsewhere in League 2, bad day at the office for Wrexham. They are away to Accrington Stanley, who are winning 2-0. Longello in the 73rd minute, doubling their lead. Elsewhere, another racing result, last race of the afternoon at Cheltenham. First was number 2, Baby Kate, priced at 7-2. Second was number 7, Jeune Belle, priced at 33-1. And third was number 8, Mixed Jet, priced at 16-1. 15 runners in that race. Sharp Object, number 11, the 130 favourite, ended up finishing 9th. So that's the end of the afternoon's racing. It's an evening meeting at Wolverhampton, which has just got underway with a 4:30 race. Once I've got the result of that, I shall bring it to you. Become Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark and OMD are shortly going to be doing a tour with the same name as this track. This is their new one, Bauhaus Staircase. In the FA Trophy second round, Braintree Town are heading out of the competition. They're now 3-0 down at Gloucester City. But Pinnabiki are on their way to next round in their Fiji game. They're 3-0 up against Tamworth now. Moses Emmanuel, the scorer of their third on 68.
shuts his eyes on Hindenburg. Anything a lover would do. This spirit slips inside and moves through time, but you knew this inside his head. Oh, did I dream, or did I dream you spoke to me? You woke me with a solstice kiss. You woke me up. You woke me with a solstice kiss. Oh, did I dream, or did I dream you spoke to me? You woke me with a solstice kiss. The mirror of your eye reflecting eye cannot turn away. I see you drift through the realm of darkness into light. There's no other way. No explanation, there's no higher station. Nothing will last. You spoke to me. You woke me up. You woke me with a solstice kiss.
Simple Minds there and Solstice Kiss. It's 90 minutes to 5 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week across Brentwood and Billericay and around the world at phoenixfm.com. You can also hear us on your smart speaker if you tell it to play Phoenix FM, and also on Mixcloud. More goals to tell you about in the football. Chelmsford City, despite being down to 10 men in their FA Trophy tie at Harbour Town, they are, as things stand, going through to the third round. Hemi Ochieng has doubled the Clarence lead 14 minutes from time. Dagenham and Redbridge have taken a late lead in the National League. 8 minutes from time at bottom of the table, Kidderminster Harriers. Tom Eastman has scored for the Daggers. 8 minutes from time. Also taking a late lead, Brentwood Town away to Grays Athletic in the Isbian North this afternoon. And Andrew Freeman has given the Blues, Brentwood that is, they're both the Blues, on 80. In League One, it's now Blackpool 3, Shrewsbury 0. Cole Joseph for the Tangerines, 16 minutes from time, scoring a third for them. And Grimsby have now equalised at Forest Green Rovers, who were 2-0 up at half-time, but it's now 2-2 after Donovan Wilson equalised for the Mariners, 10 minutes from time. Elsewhere in the racing, I've got the result of the first race of the evening at Wolverhampton, the 4:30. Pyrrhic Dancer, priced at 25-1, who was number 11, was the winner. Second was number 6, Codebreaker, priced at 7-2. And third was number 7, Brave Display, priced at 9-2. 11 ran, and Number two, Ibiza Rocks was the 2-1 favourite, but only managed to finish in 7th place. Dorking Wood was 2, Boreham Wood 1 is the latest score in the National League. Hollis for Dorking, 8 minutes from time. Bit more music now, and we're going to wish a happy belated birthday to Alexander O'Neill, who's going to be doing some farewell gigs next year. He was 70 years old during the week, and here's one of his biggies from 1987. This is Criticize.
Get your minds Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
It's now Grays Athletic 0, Brentwood Town 2, in Eastman North, Romel Ammons Royal scoring a second for Brentwood. 6 minutes from time, just 4 minutes after Andrew Freeman had put Keith Rowland's men in the lead. In the FA Trophy, there has been a late equaliser for Aveley, Parkside, and now one all against St Ives Town, and it's Manny Ogunrindi who has put the Millers back in it. So that's level in the closing stages. Redbridge, unfortunately, are on their way out of the competition after leading 1-0 at half-time. Their hosts, Hereford, who remember play two leagues above them, they're currently in 10th place in the National League North, have got their act together in the second half and they are now winning by 4-1, their fourth coming with 5 minutes left. In the National League, meanwhile, it's Rochdale 2, Aldershot Town 1. And Brightling Sea Region now 4-1 up against Ipswich Wanderers, whose decent run of form recently has come to an end this afternoon. Dominic Locke has scored a full for Region a minute from time. A couple of goals in League 2, Harrogate. Swindon were reported as taking lead at Harrogate, but turns out it's still 1-1 there. Sutton United 1, Tranmere 1, Lewis John equalising for Sutton 2 minutes from time. Blackpool 4, Shrewsbury 0, now in League 1. Jake Beasley scoring his second, 7 minutes from time. It's now Eastleigh 2, Altrincham 1 in the National League, and I'm seeing that Aveley have scored a late winner in their FA Trophy tie against St Ives Town. I'll see if I can find out some more information about that. Wait for other scores and the first full times to come through. And while we do that, here come the Clash. This is I Fought the Law.
She's the best girl that I ever had.
I can confirm it is Avely 2, St Ives Town 1 in the FA Trophy second round. And Manu Ogunrindi has got his. And the Miller's second is into about 6 minutes of injury time. I understand St Ives have just had a corner and the keeper's got up for it. That's tie still going on, I believe. Elsewhere, the first full times are coming through. I'm going to go through those in just a moment. But what a last 10 minutes for Brentwood Town and Grays Athletic. They are now winning 3-0. It was goalless until the 80th minute. But Daniel Ogunleye has added a third in the final moments of that game. So great result for Brentwood Town. But Grays struggles continue. Elsewhere, National League, late goal for Solihull Moors against Maidenhead, but Maidenhead are still winning it out on 2-1 in second half injury time. Stevenage 1, Lincoln 0, one of only two fixtures in EFL League 1 this afternoon. That is a full-time score. Braintree Town are out of the FA Trophy. They have lost 3-0 at National League North Gloucester City this afternoon. A losing start for Matthew Everington as the permanent head coach of Colchester United. They have been beaten 2-0 away at the league leaders Stockport this afternoon. Hereford 4, Redbridge 1 is a full-time score at the FA Trophy. So the Motormen, after leading at half-time, Hereford scored 4 in the second half, and Redbridge therefore out of the competition. Isbien North full-time in the match between Brightley Sea Region and Ipswich Wanderers, and Region came back to win that one by 4-1. Mansfield 2, Newport 0, and Sutton 1, Tranmere 1. They are full-time scores in League 2. Great win for struggling Oxford City in the National League this afternoon. 4-0 winners at Ebbsfleet. Also in the National League, manager Liz Woking 0, Oldham 1. And in the where are we? Eastbourne North. Yeah, it's now all over at Chadfields, and the full-time score there is Grays Athletic 0, Brentwood Town 3. Yet another win for Hornchurch in the Eastbourne Premier League this afternoon. They scored 3 against Potters Bar Town without reply. All over in the National League, in the match between Kidderminster Harriers, the bottom club, and Dagenham and Redbridge, and the Daggers have won that one by 1-0. Thanks to a late goal, 8 minutes from time, by Tom Eastman. Elsewhere in the National League, it's FC Halifax Town 1, Wiltshire 0. And bit of a surprise result, the second-placed side, Barnet, losing 2-0 at home to Gateshead. Elsewhere, League 2 is finished. Forest Green 2, Grimsby 2. Grimsby 2 and in League 2, well, another draw, honours shared in a match between Harrogate Town and Swindon Town. That has finished 1-1. Full time in the National League, Dorking 2, Bournemouth 1, and Solihull Moors 1, Maidenhead 2. And the final whistle has gone at Roots Hall. What a win for Southend United. They've beaten Chesterfield in the FA in the National League by 2-1. Only the second time the Chesterfield have lost this season. So fantastic result for Kevin Mayers. Ben Jack Bridge scored from the penalty spots on the hour after Will Grigg had given Chesterfield the lead on 27 minutes. They then scored a second. That was scored by Wes Von Gook. It actually finished... Okay, I'm being given two different scores here. Another one saying it finished 3-1, thanks to an own goal in the 63rd, but I didn't actually see that come up. So I will check that out in a while and see who's right and who's wrong. Basildon United have come back to win 2-1 against Goulston in the Isthmian North. Samir Ali scoring a last minute winner for them. Isthmian Premier has finished Canvey Island 1, Cheshunt 1. League 2 full time is Barrow 1, Crawley 0. National League has finished Eastleigh 2, Altrincham 1. Avely are through in the FA Trophy. They have come back late on and they've beaten St Ives Town by 2-1 at Parkside. They're in the hat for the third round draw. It's 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
News.